brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey. I am just so glad to be back with all of you. And today we have a reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 9 to 14. Brothers and sisters, from the day we heard about you, we do not cease praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord so as to be fully pleasing in every good work, bearing fruit and growing in the knowledge of God and strengthened with every power in accord with his glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has made you fit to share in the inheritance of the holy ones in light. That is a mouthful. That is a mouthful, brothers and sisters. From the day we heard about you, we not cease praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Brothers and sisters, to put it very bluntly, Jesus is not trying to put a damper on you. What Jesus is trying to do is simply adjust your orientation. I seek to please him. And of course we seek to please those we work with, and we seek to please a number of people, but not in some kind of servile way where we're, oh, I'll do whatever you want. I don't mean that. But I mean such a kindness toward other people that they like being with you. They like being in your company. And if you can get beyond yourself and reach out to the needs of other people, you're going to be amazed at how God will use you and how he will bless you as you do that. The Father who has made you fit to share in the inheritance of the holy ones in light. He delivered us from the power of darkness, transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. Brothers and sisters, the Lord so loves you. He will do anything. He gave his life for you. Do you know that? Do you know that? You say, oh yeah, he died for me. Right. He died for you. He is God. He knew every one of us. He knew our strengths. He knew our weaknesses. He knew our sins. He knew our virtues. And he loved us. And he wants to pour out upon us those things that we need to grow closer to him. But he doesn't violate our free will. He waits until we're willing to turn to him and say, Lord, help me. Help me with this relationship. Help me with this situation that I'm in. Whatever our work is, help me to repair the brakes on this car today. Help me to fix this or do that. Whatever our occupation is, whether we're teachers, whether we're nurses, whether we're doctors, whatever we are, well, you can say, well, I don't have any job. I'm too little. I don't have any job. I'm too old. No, we all have a job, every single one of us. And that's to open ourselves to Christ and then let that radiate out to others. Bring him closer to ourselves so that you'll be surprised. Sometimes you'll get a sense of what you ought to say, something that's troubling someone, difficulty. Reaching out and just saying, Lord, I want to serve you today. I don't want to serve this person today. He delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. No matter what we've done, if we're truly sorry, God will help us. God will strengthen us. Even if you say, well, I did this or I did that or this is too heinous a crime, whatever you've judged yourself, take it to the Lord and say, Lord, I am so sorry for what I did. Will you help me? Just take that prayer, that question to the Lord every day or many times a day, and God will help us. He will strengthen us. He will give us wisdom and insight. We might have someone just walk up to us and give us what we never expected, but an answer to a dilemma that we have. There are so many ways in which God reaches out to us if we just open our hearts to Him and listen carefully and don't give up. Even if it takes a week or two, don't give up, or three or four. Don't give up. Just come to the Lord and say, Lord, this is my difficulty. I know I've been sinning in this area, or I've been lax in this area, or I've been so angry here more specifically, or whatever the case may be. Just bring it to the Lord. Even when you have this hatred in your heart, go to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't want to hate like this. Because it's going to kill me first before it kills anybody else. Lord, help me to change my attitude. Help me to change my thinking. Help me, because I have come to you because I have nowhere else to go. Help me, Lord. That's just very, very important, as He has given us redemption. He has given us the forgiveness of our sins. Don't hang on to any sin and say, oh, it's too great, too big, too hard. We have many saints who confessed a sin and found out the joy of the Lord as they came back to Him. So reach out to the Lord. The Lord has made known His salvation. He's remembered His kindness and His faithfulness toward the house of Israel. And all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise. Sing praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King, the Lord. Let us give Him thanksgiving in whatever way we can possibly do. To sing is one very good way. But if we're not a singer, just tell the Lord you love Him and you thank Him for something to every day. Thank Him for something that He's done for you, because He is the source. And the gospel from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, while the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, He was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. And then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch. And Simon said in reply, remember, this is a master fisherman. Simon said in reply, Master, we've worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets. When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. Now, that's an awful lot of fish. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. He realized that this was way beyond anything he could possibly have expected. And he came right to the Lord and he fell at the knees of Jesus. Depart from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. Think about that. They realized they had seen a miracle. Got that many fish. Hundreds of the boats were sinking. And they came before him and they bowed down. Thanked him. They were so grateful to him. But Jesus said to them, from now on you will be catching men. And that's a call to each of us. It's a call to each one of us, each one of us. They left everything and followed him. I don't mean that you're all supposed to be priests or you're supposed to be sisters, though that's a, believe me, quite a vocation. But to do what married couples, whatever our state in life is, God wants us to belong to him and to follow him. Mother Teresa wrote on this passage, she wrote quite a prayer, and I want to share it with you because I think it sums it all up. My vocation, she says, is grounded in belonging to Jesus. And that's whether you're married or single or celibate, whatever your state in life, my vocation is grounded in belonging to Jesus and in the firm conviction that nothing will separate me from the love of Christ. Do you know how much he loves you? It's beyond anything you've known, beyond anything almost that you can fathom. He died for you. He gave everything. He gave his whole life for you. He loves you. Mother Teresa says, the work we do is nothing more than a means of transforming our love for Christ into something concrete. I didn't have to find Jesus. Jesus found me and chose me. And he wants to find each of us. We just have to allow ourselves to be caught. A strong vocation is based on being possessed by Christ. It means loving him with undivided attention and faithfulness through the freedom for her as a religious, through the faithfulness, through the freedom of poverty and total self-surrender through obedience. She said, this is the call of being a missionary of charity, being wholeheartedly given over to serving the poorest of the poor. If we're not in religious life, it doesn't mean that therefore we're less holy or could be called to great holiness. There are many people who've been married, spouses, children, etc., who've become great priests in God. You just don't really know how much God loves you. None of us have ever experienced how deeply we are loved. Mother Teresa put it this way. He is the life that I want to live. He is the light that I want to radiate. He is the way to the Father. He is the love with which I want to love. He is the joy that I want to share. He is the peace that I want to sow. Jesus is everything to me. Without him, I can do nothing. Brothers and sisters, take a look at the Magnificat magazine, page 73, really. If you can get, or at least if you can take someone's copy and make a copy of this page, page 73, he is the light I want to live. He is the light that I want to radiate. He is the way to the Father. May it be our way too, brothers and sisters. May God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.